Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, born on Christmas. Amen. So where have your eyes been lately? What about your eyes? Have they been on new electronic gadgetry? Have they been on some new shiny jewelry? Or perhaps on that pretty piece of coal? Simeon today in our text says, "My eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." So, what was Simeon looking at that made him say, "My eyes have seen your salvation"? Let's today think about that question. And let's think about it this way. Let's think about a few things that he wasn't looking at. And then let's think about the one thing that he was looking at. And they all today end in T-I-O-N, if it's any hint, okay? So as you think about these things with me, you want to think ahead a little bit. They all end in T-I-O-N. Because salvation, right? T-I-O-N. First, Simeon, the old man, he wasn't looking at the nation, T-I-O-N, the nation. He wasn't looking at the nation of Israel. No, no, no. Salvation was for Israel, not because of Israel or not by virtue of Israel. Salvation was for Israel. There's a big difference there. God doesn't just save because you're a member of Israel, right? Just because you belong there. Otherwise, why would he said, "My eyes have now seen your salvation"? And now you're letting your... He's been an Israelite all of his life. He could have been saved a long time ago if that were the case. But no, Israel needed to be saved, did it not? It was corrupt, was it not? It did. Even though it had the temple, that didn't mean anything. Even though it had believers, that also didn't mean anything, although God spared Jerusalem, didn't it? Spared God's people and brought it all the way to this day when in it would be born a Savior. We also learn from God's Word that the people of God make up Israel, right? It's not just a landmass, Israel. So we think of Israel today, we shouldn't think of just a landmass bordering from Egypt all the way up to Syria and from the Mediterranean over to the Jordan, that little range of land. That's not the true Israel. Israel is a people who have faith in our God. That's what Israel truly is. That's the nation of Israel. It's not a land just because you're standing on that piece of land. The Israel nation is those who have faith in the coming Messiah, just like Simeon did and how it was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. That's the true nation of Israel. And that's who salvation was for. Not because of the nation, but for the nation. A big, important difference. And as he says here, it's not just for Israel, but for the Jews and the Gentiles, because all could be members of Israel, not by birth, but because of the blood of the coming Savior, the one who would make atonement for our sin. Second, Simeon, when he said, "My eyes have seen your salvation," wasn't looking at his own reflection. Wasn't looking in the mirror. Remember, Simeon was an old man, about to die. And thus he says, "Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word." If he himself were the cause of his own salvation by works, then he could have straightened up his life a long time ago. Didn't need to go to the temple and wait for anything. He could have just straightened up his life, done a bunch of good works, then died and gone to heaven. But no, it wasn't because of his own reflection. It wasn't because of anything in him. He realized by the Holy Spirit that salvation comes from the outside. It comes from a merciful and gracious God for Israel. Salvation wasn't from within, it was from without, from extranos, from above, from God himself who's coming down for us. So may we also realize salvation isn't from us, what we do, our prayers, our fasting, anything that we would do to make us holy. No, our holiness comes from the Lord who is gracious to us. Otherwise, we're lost. He also says in this text, "My eyes have seen your salvation." Do you notice that? Your salvation. He doesn't say, "My eyes have seen my salvation." See the difference? You can't own salvation. You must receive salvation. And such our text prompts us to realize that faith is something we receive salvation. Where the faith is the instrument by which we perceive and receive our Savior, our salvation. Don't look at your own reflection. You'll only find sin and death. But if you look at Christ, you see the resurrection. You see the reflection, if you will, of His cross and His resurrection on you. Third, Simeon wasn't looking at an organization. I have got some big headline news for you today. You're going to be totally shocked and surprised. Your government can't save you. Surprise? Are you really? No. It's an organization, right? It's organized by people. But your government can't save you. All they can do is spend your money and some of China's money and then push you over a cliff, right? They can't even get together and put a safety net together for you, can they? As evidenced lately, and maybe they'll figure something out. But nonetheless, they can't save us from monetary problems, but they can, and they cannot, save us from sin and death. And that's our worst problem. Not the fiscal cliff, but the cliff of death and eternity. That problem. The government can't save you from that. No organization can. Not the Red Cross, even if it's a good organization. Greenpeace, that's fine, but nonetheless can't save you. The United Nations, there's another T-I-O-N, they can't save you. Not even the LCMS. John, cover your ears, huh? The LCMS is an organization too, isn't it? The Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, part of our church body. But it can't save you either. Oh no, Pastor, that's blasphemy. No, it can't save you. Why? Because it's organized by disorganized, sinful people. The church on the earth always is throughout the whole world. It was in Luther's day. It is in our day. It is everywhere throughout the world. Oh my goodness, you can't talk about the church that way, can you, Pastor? Yes, because this is the human side of the church, is it not? It's full of sin and unrighteousness, disorder. And yet God comes by faith to the word of Christ, cleanses the temple. It cleanses us and draws us to the true church, which is invisible, which is made by His Word and His gifts that we receive here today, His Word that's preached and the sacrament that we receive. That's where the true church is. And that organization, if you're in it, there's salvation, yes? Being within the church of God, not within an organization, a Roman Catholic name or a Lutheran name. It doesn't matter. What matters is being in Christ Jesus, in His holy, precious blood, in His suffering and death that's for you, faith that believes and receives the salvation that Simeon was talking about, salvation that was for Israel, not because of Israel or his own reflection. The only salvation, or the only organization, if you will, that can truly save is Christ's body. And it's belonged to by faith, and membership in it is paid by Jesus' blood and merit, not the Red Cross, but Jesus' cross and His open tomb. Fourth, and this one's for the kids. Are you ready, kids? Simeon, when he said, "My eyes have seen your salvation," he wasn't looking at an Xbox game PlayStation, right? He wasn't looking at a PlayStation when he said, "My eyes have seen salvation." Now, we can entertain ourselves to death, but we can't entertain ourselves into heaven. Only Christ can unplug us from virtual reality and plug us into true reality that God Himself has made, which is the new heavens and the new earth. That reality, and which is to come, which is ours now by faith, only Christ can usher us and bring us to that. It's not about we, W-I-I. It's all about He, the Lord. Salvation from Him for you. And salvation for us means putting the controller, the remote controller, into God's hands and saying, "Lord, You win the battle. Lord, the victory is all Yours, not mine. It's Yours." And we receive it by faith because He alone accomplished on the cross our victory, and He swallowed up death for us, that we might never die. You can always die in a video game, but in Christ, you cannot die. You live. So, what was Simeon looking at? He was not looking at a nation, nor his own reflection, not an organization, and not a game station. No, he was looking at the incarnation. the incarnation of Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. True God and true man, perfectly united in one person. The Christmas baby brought to him for the child's presentation of the temple on the 40th day was God in the flesh in the temple. The temple not made with human hands. The child who would fulfill God's law because he is God for us and God with us. He is Emmanuel, which means God with us, whose name Jesus, that we celebrate on January 1st, the naming of Jesus. We don't have church that day, but January 1st is the naming and circumcision of Jesus. Remember the name of Jesus? What does it mean? Yahweh saves. God saves. That's our God in Christ Jesus. Salvation comes from a person, a Savior. He redeems the nation. He overturns the problem of our self-centered reflection. And he wasn't here to play an Xbox game station. He was born to be a Savior and to keep forgiveness, love, and peace streaming from above and lasting into eternity. Dear friends, I pray today that we can all say together, my eyes have seen your salvation. We say it now with eyes of faith as we hear of Christ present in his word and in the sacrament today that we receive. We sing the words in our liturgy, the Nunc Dimittis today after communion. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. After we receive the Lord's Supper, we say, my eyes have seen your salvation. And that little piece of bread, that wine, that cup, that's God's salvation. It's the forgiveness of sins. It's for you. And we say it together at the last in the beatific vision of our God when all the saints are gathered together and we gaze upon our gracious Savior. And we sing, my eyes have seen your salvation, for we see the living Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus, the living one. Amen.